is in this place this morning. The train of his robe is in this place this morning. And he is moving by his spirit. When I was in the back there, I saw and I heard the Lord say, I saw this lock. And he asked me a question. He said, what do you want unlocked? What do you want unlocked in the inside of you? For this moment, for this year, for this season. And I said, Lord, I don't know, but I want it unlocked. And then I saw the Lord. He took a key and he put it in the lock. And it was like an old-time padlock, and this thing came unlocked, and it was like these gates, and then I saw like heaven, and I saw things happening, and it was like the presence of the Lord was all around and all about. And then I heard the Lord say, ask them, what do they want unlocked? Because this is a moment in God where God desires to unlock something for you. Something that has been hidden away. Something you feel you just can't get. You can't quite touch. But the miraculous power of Jesus Christ is in this room this morning. Come on. What do you want God to unlock this morning? Because his presence is here to do it for you. For every one of you this morning. Come on, I want you to think about it. Because it's going to happen in a minute here. God's going to come down. God is going to release by his presence. He's going to unlock something in your life. That which you have in your heart. That which you desire. He wants to unlock for you this morning. Come on. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, right there. Come on, right there. Wow. Wow. The presence of God is here this morning. Hear you. Father, put that key in there and unlock it for us, God. Come on, right now. Something is happening in the supernatural. Something is shifting in the supernatural. I see the heavens opening up. Wow. Wow. I can see things ascending and descending. Wow. Well, let it go right now. I don't know what you've been holding on to, but let it go right now. Wow. Come on. You don't need to carry it any longer. Wow. Father, release your presence right now, God. Father, release the anointing to unlock this morning, God. Dreams and visions. Right there. Dreams and visions once again for things that seem lost. Right there. Breathe life into it, oh God. Wow. Come on. Wow. Come on. There's so much more here. Come on, grab a hold of it. Wow. Wow. There's supernatural resources right now. I see supernatural resources. I don't know what that means, but God has the resources of heaven. Come on, and he wants to bestow them upon his children. He wants to release them to you. Wow. Come on. Father, right now we release, Father, every miracle. Father, every need right now, God. Father, as our hearts are stretched out to you, God. Father, as we're open to you, God. Father, what is in our hearts, God? What is in the deep desires? Lord, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, today, God, breathe life. Breathe life and hope, God. Right there. Come on. Let it unlock in you. Wow, wow. Come on, let it come on. Wow. Come on. God's taking some things away. There's some baggage this morning. Wow. God's setting you free. Wow. Come on, right there, right there. Wow. For such a time as this, I keep hearing the Lord say, for such a time as this, for this day was foreknown, said God. The day I unlock something for you. The Lord said, mark it, because I'm unlocking things. And I'm telling you, you're about to see some things in the next 3 months like never before. I don't know what you prayed for. I don't know what that is for you. But in the next 3 months, I'm telling you, the Lord is saying that heavens are open. Whatever you unlocked, whatever you opened up to Him, the next 3 months, God said, I'm going to bring increase. I'm going to bring recompense and reward in Jesus' name. Father, we release that right now, Father. Recompense and reward, Jesus. For everything the enemy has stolen, Father, return sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Come on, right there. Wow. 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 Come on. Don't just receive it, but grab a hold of it. Tell him it's mine, Lord. It's mine. I receive it. I claim it. And I'm going to walk it out. I receive it, I claim it, Lord, and it's mine in the next 3 months, Lord. Everything you have for me, come on, right now. Wow. 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 I'm telling you, everything is changing. There's some things shifting in the supernatural right now. Wow. Wow, wow.
Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, that's a word of the Lord. You can sit back and let it go, but for those where it lands, let's shout a hallelujah. Let's sing a hallelujah. Come on, that's a life-changing word. That's a life-changing word. Don't let it fall to hard ground. Don't let it fall to the side. That's a life-changing word. Hallelujah, Lord. Don't let it, don't, I don't want to miss it. Come on, God. Don't let me miss it. You got to give something up. Let it go. That's a life-changing word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Speaking to us. We go on with our life. We go on with the service. But when He speaks, can we hear? And when we hear, can it land in our hearts? And if it lands in our hearts, can it come out of our lives? And if it can come out of our lives, it can change the world because He chose to use us. He chose to use us. These kids, game changers. Youth, you are game changers because He chose to use us. God, I pray that word. Lord, things that were locked up. Prophetic words that have been locked up. Heart issues, things that have been locked up. God, the key would come to them. God, that you would turn the key and that it would open up and they would arise out of the box and say, God, yes again, you are my Savior. I trust you, God, with my heart, my life. King of kings, you didn't stop for me. I can't stop for you, Lord. He chooses to use us. So I say hallelujah, God. Fine. There are things out there that are calling for you. for your time, for your service. But the Lord says, I am the only God. Serve me only. Some of you need peace in your life because we've been serving too many things. God wants to unlock to you the Jehovah Jireh, God, your provider, that God of peace, the God of eternal. Don't sacrifice the temple for the eternal. Don't waste time on things that don't produce. Hallelujah. God knows. God knows what you need. God didn't leave us orphans. He didn't leave us widows. He didn't leave us alone. He sent His Holy Spirit. He sent everything we ever need. Father God, help us unlock everything that you have deposited through your Son, Jesus Christ. Some of you really could have a defining moment right now in your heart. It's just right there. And something's telling you no. And I promise you that's not the Lord. Father God, right now, hallelujah, Waymaker, show us the way. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who are we listening to this morning? Whose voice are we listening to this morning? I watched a short clip from Africa last night, and there was a pastor, and he called a person out of the congregation, and he had him blindfolded. And then he started directing this person. He set obstacles in her way. He said, whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice are you listening to this morning? And he called her up on stage. And then he had people in the congregation talking while he was talking. And he said, whose voice are you going to listen to today? Today, we heard the word of God. We heard his voice. We heard him saying, what do you want to unlock? What do you want to unlock in your life? Because he was here. He is here. And it's each one of your decisions this morning. What do you want God to unlock? I know what I want Him to unlock. But what do you want Him to unlock this morning? Because He said He'll do it. He'll do it. He's done it for us in the past, and He'll do it again. So think on these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning we get to give. We get to give. We don't have to give. We're not forced to give. We get to. There's only one thing that's required, and that's 10%. And that's the only thing. All of the rest is ours. This morning, we get to give. Jeff, will you come? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this morning, I just ask that that you bring your offering. That you bring your offering as a testimony of what you're willing to do. Thank you, congregation, for being obedient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sarah and praise and worship team, thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you for ushering in the presence this morning. Because that's truly what happened. This morning we're going to have a little change of pace. As you know, our kids were in camp this past week, and so I was supposed to speak this morning. But Tom and I decided yesterday morning that we would just switch Sundays. That rather than next Sunday be a congregational Sunday, that this week would be. And he wants to talk about camp. He wants to have the kids share. And so, Tom, are you ready?
Yes. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Kids, awesome. Way to carry camp into the service. You guys are doing fantastic. We're just talking about one of the things that Marianne talked about kids camp. I'm going to ask you guys is that we changing into something to something else. You guys remember the word that she used and she showed a video clip of it? Yes, what was the word? She's so good. Transformation! That's right. And Marianne was talking about a transformation and change that happened in her life. And she talked about there were some good things that happened and there were some bad things that had happened in her life, okay? That changed everything. And you guys remember some of the bad things that happened in her life? You were there that night? Thanks, kids. Okay, wait. Yeah? It's okay. You can answer. Yes, Bristol. I'm sorry, what? It's okay. What was the bad thing that happened when she was very little, Micah? Okay. Yes, Bristol. Her dad died. And how old was she when her dad died? Avery. 15. And it was really dramatic for her because did she have a mommy? No, she just had her dad, and her dad passed away when she was only 15 years old, and it was very hard for her because she had, what else changed besides that? She changed her family, but what else changed, Marky? That's true. That's another crazy change. Yes, her heart condition. But when her dad died, she had something else that was very tough for her that she had to change, right? Yes, Bristol. She had to go to a different school. Could you imagine going to a different school in a different place? That wouldn't be very easy thing to do for somebody who went through something very, very, very hard. Now, I don't remember all this story from Marianne, but as she was sharing that story, she was saying that was a difficult change that she went through, and it was very difficult. But she talked about Jesus and that Jesus went through the pain so that we could have the... What? Jesus went through the pain so we could have the, yes, what? Gain. That's right. So though we go through difficult things sometimes, Jesus had already made a way for us that even through great difficulties, we could have gain. So she talked about having a new family and having to move and how difficult was that when she's only 15 years old. And you know what? There are kids and families that are going through things that are difficult like that even at a younger age. Even when they're younger, they have difficulties. And that spoke so much to the kids. And she began to share about transformation and changing. But the thing that was more powerful is that she found a family that loved her, right? And that shared Jesus with her and that brought her into the Lord. And she had to find the Lord Jesus in safety in him. And as she grew up, even though it was very, very difficult, she was able to find Jesus and walk in his strength because it was a very difficult situation. And I'm so thankful that she shared that because it ministered to so many kids around there. What were some good changes that happened in her life that happened just this year? What was a good change, Avery? Okay. You guys don't remember. Yes, Abigail. That was a great change, right? And we've been talking about hidden treasures. What was the hidden treasure that she discovered in her house, Micah? She found a window. They removed a window, and they were redoing the bathroom, and she found this beautiful window outside in her bathroom, right? And she discovered some things. So she shared about how Jesus was wanting us to discover some things that may be hidden. And that really goes with the prophetic word that was just shared, that there is a lot inside of us that God wants to reveal, Jesus inside of us. So it was super, super, super powerful. Amen? Hallelujah. What was your favorite thing about camp? Yes, Abigail. What'd she say? Well, that's a good answer. Marky. Slip and slide was way cool. I enjoyed that. You liked the what? The lake was awesome. Yes, Avery. You liked chapel? You know, we had workshops this year. It was a different thing. We had archery. We had nine square. We had painting. Baking, we had dance, we had worship, we had that parachute, we had, so we had an amazing team. And you know what filled up fast one day that I didn't think would fill up so fast? The praise and worship and dance. And we had Bethany and Jenny and Sarah were teaching praise and worship and dance with these kids. It was like they I didn't think it was going to fill up. We did it 2 days. I was like, oh, they really want to do the praise and worship. So you have children in this house that are worshipers. You have children in this house who are dancers. And that's a tribe of Judah. That's a powerful and amazing thing. When you enter into worship and you enter into praise, so many great things happen with that. So do you want to share something now or do you want to wait till? Okay, go ahead.
For camp. Wow, I don't even know where to begin. He did a great, amazing thing in camp. We had a lot of kids come that have gone through a lot, even at a young age. Abandonment and foster care and all these things. And the biggest thing that struck me is that they got to learn with the Father's heart. They got to learn the love of the Father. And it was a safe place for them to come. And they felt touched and they felt the love of the Father. And that's transformation. And we talked about transformation, but I saw hearts transformed that this week. You know, brokenness and things that kids have felt. Why don't my parents want me? Why am I not loved? All these kind of things. Like, God doesn't hear me. But to teach them to continue to pray and to continue to press in it, because God does hear these kids and God hears their hearts and he knows their hearts cry. So for me, that was one of the biggest things. And the worship, just to see them in worship, we did the workshop, and just to see the kids just worship their Father and to worship and to want that and to desire that was huge. And just to see them grow in that, even at a young age, they are growing and changing and transforming right there. Even 6-year-olds. We have 6-year-olds, that's our youngest, all the way to 12. in all those age groups being transformed this week and just in knowing. And the first night we talked a lot about our story. We wrote psalms about how God knew us before we were even born. And to teach these kids that God has a plan and a purpose for their life. Even before they were born, God knew them. And God had a plan, and we gave them a book, a journal, to write out their plan and purpose that they have. Because every child has a plan and a purpose. And every adult has a plan and a purpose. But God is, he knew us before we were even born. And to get that and into them and instill them that God has a plan. God has a purpose for each of these children. And we talked about transformation. We talked about putting on the armor of God every day. Any of the kids, can you guys name any of the armor that we talked about this week? Micah. The shoes of peace. Yes, Abigail. Sword of the Spirit. Jalen? Helmet of what? Say it out. Salvation. Any other ones? Bristol. Shield of faith. Okay, what else are we missing? You got what goes around your waist? Micah. Okay, Marky, do you remember one? Very good. What is the only weapon that we use to fight back with? The defensive weapon. Bristol. The sword of the Spirit. It's the only weapon that we use to fight back. But we talked about putting that on every day and all these things, and we talked about just being able to use these things and put these on every day. I don't even think adults, we always put on the weapons that we can use every day, and just all these things. And we talked about the rock. Who's our rock? Marky, who's our rock? Yes, God. He's the firm foundation. We talked about him being the firm foundation and being on sand or the rock. Where are we going to build? What's our foundation? The rock. And we talked about all these things. And you know, they got it. Yeah. They got it. And they get it. And they're listening. And they're learning. And I don't know, but it's just, to me, it's amazing just to see the growth from Sunday night to Thursday morning, and just how they have taken and grasped everything, and just even just with everything, and just he did something in the hearts, and I even in probably in my own heart, you know, he did something this week, just among all the kids and counselors probably as well, and I can't speak for everybody, but this is what touched me the most, and this is what got me, was that the heart of the Father was there this week. He was there. He was in the midst. He was the miracle maker. We sang it, you know, we sang about that. We prayed for the miracles, and we just believed in all these things. And God met us there, and God was there this week. His presence was so strong the whole week, even from the first service, that anointing touched in that place. It wasn't not till Thursday, then finally the presence came, but it started when we got there. And it continued to build all week. So that's what I got. I don't know. Did you want anybody else?
All right. Well, the camp was called Arise Mighty Warriors. And one of the things, reason we named warriors is David had mighty warriors. You guys know about David's mighty warriors? The Bible specifically names David's mighty warriors. And each one fought a Goliath and a giant, and they had a name. Each one of them were named by names. Each one of our children have names and an identity and a story. So everything is focused about Jalen's identity and her story and what she's going to face in the world and what God's called her to be. And honestly, they're all giant slayers. Every one of David's warriors fought giants. You know, there's a story about David and one of his warriors fighting off the whole Goliath's army. What was Goliath? The Philistines, thank you. David and one of his warriors fought off this whole army by themselves. And the other army didn't even come until it was time to collect the spoils. Now, that's a cool movie. You talk about Iron Man and Superman and all these guys. You got to talk about David and his mighty warriors, how single-handedly they took down 10-foot giants and all of David's brothers. So that's what we have here, are warriors taking down giants in the land. And you are too. Adults, you can be a warrior too. Yes, you, Eric. Yes, you too. You know it. Okay, so kids, I want you to show the warrior song. Would you guys come up on stage? Could you guys show us the warrior song that we learned at camp? Kids want to take the stage? All you guys that know the kids' warrior song? And if you weren't at camp and you want to come on stage, we'll let you come on stage. Make a big line so they could all see you. Like a line. Here.
Okay. Just make a line like a line this way. So everybody can get seen. Come this way.
We take it in. And that it would become fruit in our lives. You know, Lucas was talking to me in the car today, and he was talking about the blood. And he was saying, why is the blood so important? And I said, well, the blood carries life throughout the whole body. And Jesus said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, and it wasn't his real blood. It was the fake blood. It wasn't real blood that we're going to drink. But it was a symbol that unless we... it took root and it came into our lives. It would never produce fruit in lives. And there's a spiritual life that Jesus brings. So I want your family to get with your families. Kids, go to your families. If we could pass out, get a team, ushers, and pass out the elements. This was a song that we sang talking about Jesus, that he made a way for us. And so many kids in so many situations were just wondering, what is the way going to be? How are we going to get through this? And as Jenny was just sharing about the love of God that was in the place. Thank you, Danny. Hallelujah. The love of God that was in that place. He was just confirming that how special and how wonderful and he created all of us and that he made a way. So Jake, as we're handing that, you sing that song for us as we're handing out the stuff.
I hear. Turning lives around. I worship you.
Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, for the body that was broken, that you made a way, because you allowed your body to be broken so that ours didn't have to be, Lord Jesus. Lord, you are the resurrection and the life. Father, we do this, Lord Jesus, in remembrance, God, not of just what you've done, but what you are doing from this camp. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord, every child, Lord, everybody in this place is touched by you, Lord. Hallelujah, because you made a way. So we take the bread that was broken and we take and eat as we remember Jesus, the way maker. Hallelujah. And in the same way, we take the cup that represents the life, the blood that was shed, that we might have life through Christ Jesus that was shed for our sins, Lord. We just take this and we drink in remembrance of the Waymaker, Jesus, in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's just stand up, Father. Before we dismiss, let's just sing this song, Waymaker. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this whole week. And God, I thank you, Lord, for the deposit and the treasures and the keys and the things being unlocked right now. Hallelujah. Waymaker. Go ahead, Jake.
Waymaker, miracle worker.
Come on, sing it, guys.
Promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
So if there's families that want prayer, hallelujah, or anyone who needs prayer, we'll open up the front and we will dismiss. Jenny and I have some pictures. Kids, you want to see some pictures of camp? I don't know if we could show them on the back table there or something. Jen, that'd be awesome. But what a wonderful, you guys got pictures and Facebook. Father, we thank you again for an awesome week and that we get to celebrate as families here. God, touching every child, touching every person's life in this place. Just go out blessed today. Today, that word that was spoken, I guess you get to decide whether or not it's going to land in your heart. And I just pray right now, Father God, that our hearts, it would land, and then it would also manifest and produce, hallelujah, everything that it was sent out in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful week in the Lord. Amen.